Unit 7, Employment and Competition. Dialogue 1. I'm Brad Simpson, president of this company. I'm very glad that you'll be part of us.
Thank you.
I'm excited to see so many young and energetic faces. I'm sure you are all well equipped with knowledge. Now it's time you put what you've learned into practice.
We'll try our best.
Remember, working smart is more important than working hard. I want you to work for yourselves and work for the well-being of the society. Dialogue 2. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our new general manager, Miss Chun.
Good morning, everybody.
Miss Chun graduated from Beijing University in 1993. In the 10 years overseas, she got a degree of MBA and worked in our main office in America.
We used to cooperate very well.
Yes, Miss Chun is familiar with the markets and business situations in both China and America. Her exceptional talent and ability will doubtless contribute to further development of our company.
Let's work together. Dialogue 3. Mr. Zhou will soon be leaving us to go to work in our main office in America. I'm very happy that he has been promoted.
Thanks.
During the time Mr. Zhou has been with us, his ability and dedication have always been a source of pride to us.
Oh, you flatter me.
His absence from this office will be a great loss to us.
I'll miss each one of you.
However, it will definitely be a great gain for the main office. I hope you can work hard and follow the example of Mr. Zhou.
I enjoyed every minute that I worked with you. I hope one day we can work together again.
Dialogue 4. I've been watching carefully about the working attitudes of Chinese and Americans these days.
Are there any differences?
Many Westerners assume that Chinese working habits are the same as Japanese, but this is not the case.
Do you mean that for Chinese people, the family, not the company, is the center of their lives?
Yes, I think so.
So, what are the working attitudes of Americans?
The American work ethics seems to be more individualistic.
In details, please.
The Chinese work for group goals, while Americans work for individual goals.
Now the Chinese younger generation is not as job-oriented as the older generations. Many young people have several part-time jobs instead of just one full-time job. Dialogue 5. As far as I know, American management emphasizes efficiency, competition among work, and top-down decision-making.
But our company is a little different from that of most American firms. First of all, we emphasize cooperation over competition. While U.S. salesmen are usually paid by commission, ours are on a fixed salary. That way, we make sure everyone works as a team.
The Chinese way of management is characterized by the seniority system and welfare guarantees.
The American way of management features our strong management, leadership, and unionism.
There are some merits and demerits to both types of management. It's hard to say which one is better.
Dialogue 6. We are trying to increase the number of women managers in our company.
I hear that in America, women are more sensitive about their rights.
Yes. We think women are equipped with the necessary skills and training to compete equally with men. They should enjoy the same pay scale as men.
It's natural for women to have a full-time job here in China.
Maybe that's because two incomes can maintain a family in a better way.
But there aren't many senior women officials.
So we have a policy of doing everything we can to support women managers. We think women can reach their full potential in modern economy.